This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
All right, Friday, last new show till September 5th. Don't forget, otherwise your friends will come here, listen, say they're very funny, but sort of repetitive.
Mark it on your calendar.
If all the men in the audience would please at this point cringe. A Kenyan teenage boy was in critical condition after his penis was cut off in a botched circumcision. The 13-year-old had collapsed after a tribal elder mistakenly hacked off the whole thing instead of just the front little deal there.
Sorry, I thought I was pruning.
According to a newspaper report, the boy, who had braved the chilly morning to face the sharp blade, cried out aloud and writhed in pain, teeth bared as he saw all the treasures he had carefully preserved for the big day drop to the plastic bag he was standing on.
I would have bit the throat out of the guy who did it.
According to the newspaper, the circumciser had been severely beaten by friends and relatives of the kid, and then a crowd had then surrounded him in a thatched hut chanting, kill him, kill him.
Well, as long as we're doing amputations.
Okay.
A doctor who used a patient's amputated foot in a crab trap and a surgeon who cut into the wrong side of a patient's brain were among more than 20,000 U.S. doctors named as questionable by a consumer group.
Questionable? Hello?
The consumer group is obviously politically correct.
Questionable?
Public Citizen said both doctors are still practicing medicine.
And they should, because they haven't got it right yet.
And the one fellow has more drawn butter than you've ever seen in your entire life. Both doctors, along with others, have been disciplined for offenses ranging from having sex with patients. They've also been disciplined for tax evasion. Oh, that's more common. Yeah. Nonprofit groups said patients have the right to know if their doctors have been convicted of a crime and urged Congress to pass laws making the use of amputated foots and crab traps illegal.
I would think.
Actually, they want the information publicly available.
I suppose.
The 2000 edition of the book, published annually by Public Citizen, named 20,125 doctors and 28,000 actions against them. So some of these guys are in here more than once.
It's because they're good at what they do. A sailor has been criticized for wasting rescuers' time after he was picked up by Britain's Coast Guard for the 10th time in a year while trying to navigate with a road map.
He's just looking for Omaha.
He should probably fly across that big ocean first.
See, he's confused. Omaha, Nebraska, Omaha Beach.
See? Lifeboatmen have now urged self-taught yachtsmen, 56-year-old Eric Abbott, who, come on, at 56 should really know better.
How self-taught could he be?
Stay on shore.
Please.
He's had a string of emergency call-outs which have cost the rescue squad, they think, $45,000.
But he gets the neat ride.
See? And the sirens and the attention. Navigational aids he had on board included a World War II map of an inland waterway, a detailed map of a mountain region somewhere, and a road map of Europe.
Oh, I swear to God, somewhere in that list is also a satellite photo of Area 51 from a Soviet satellite.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.